care who's first or who last, but I know that y'all just better rock this at the drop of a dime, baby.
From what I hear, these so-called soldiers wanna hurt something. I say out 100, only 7 could be worth something. They would need at least 140 to merc something. The last number that I got was 200. Whether it's right or not, somebody wants you hunted. No question, it could be more or less, man. Now is not the time for us to start resting. Whatever this is, please be quick with your business. Your man Angel said, make sure you get this. For the next 24 hours, you're on a hit list. It seems as if the point of attack is shifted. We know about the bounty now. How do we lift it and keep all exposure to your enemies restricted? Defensive postures become quickly predictive. To carry out a hit list, that takes skill. The price to get it done right, say half a mil. Money makes it easy to kill, and so the danger is real. And if they get to the head, well, it's a done deal. I doubt if they have what it takes to get it done. Phone call line one. If there's a chink in your armor, they're trying to find one. Traps have been set, we don't know who's behind them. The first will be your ambush, probably a blind one. Find them and tell us how many you're coming. I'll say about 50 in it, ready and gunning. But your man Montana said he has your back. He'll watch your stacks and all he wants is props for that. So this is how it begins. Is Lucky in the city? Nah, he's down in Florida working with P. Diddy. Get in touch with him quickly, tell him to get with me. Tell him my situation is far from pretty. Here comes Clear to you and the whole committee. Clear, you're finally here. Things are getting thick. I have some bad business and I need you in the mix. Tio, I didn't see you. I could use legal advice, but I didn't want to call you in the middle of the night. I understand, I just need to set something right. I'm here as a father and not a lawyer tonight. Speak on the matter. It's my daughter. Is she dead? Well, I found out she's been sharing a bed with a thug who's got her drugged up to get an edge. Put a name to this lame that disgraced your daughter. And I'll give the order. Take care of this clown for you. Here he is, Mr. Clear S. Waters, who you're about to send work with over the border. Clear wouldn't do that. Mess with your daughter. Let him speak for himself. If he lies, let him be slaughtered. Let me begin by respecting you OGs. I'll admit that I kept things low-key. The streets built me. If marrying this old man's daughter was a crime, bottom line, I'm guilty. See, I'm the hood type. Never been the good type. Truth is, I was born far from the good life. I could have any woman I want on a good night. I'd be the last one to drug up a good wife. God strike me down if I'm lying. With a small bit of ice, I want the heart of a diamond. Why would my daughter even think to move in any direction that would link her to you? Connect truth to it. Is this love legit or did you wrongly pursue it? Listen closely, instead of being one-sided, why not let her tell you herself exactly what I did? And if what I'm saying is false, I won't run off. Right here and right now, you could take my head off. Diamonds out here at the desk, somebody get her. I will tell you what happened before you speak with her. The story I will tell you is more sweet than bitter. It only took one look to fall in love with her. Claire, please make the picture much bigger. Her father showed love, invited me to his clubs. He bought me over his crib. He showed me how we lived and he constantly asked me about my past. The kind of guns I blast and the funds I had. All the deadly situations that have crossed my path. How I started on the block selling rock. How I got locked up by the cops. Served time in some rough spots. How I came right back to the streets. I was constantly living in a man world. Until the home girl put me back on my feet and introduced me to an MC. I started as a bodyguard, stuck with it. Did tours around the world and saw digits. Her father was my lawyer and whenever I would visit, Diamond's eyes were fixed on where I was sitting. Sometimes we would be alone for a minute. That's when she would explain how my hitting pain changed what she thought was God-given. Considering everything in the life she was living, it was strange. She told me all I needed was a wife, a woman who would listen to my plight, a woman who would see me for the night that I was. And for a friend like me, she would show nothing but love, and love is all I showed to pursue her. Here she comes now, let her crown me, or show me the sewer. If it's like that, not even my daughter could fight that. Even if I left her from it, she would go right back. When love strikes like that, well, I strike back. For all the fatherly skills I think I might lack, I pray my daughter didn't play any part in this art of deception. And if so, I'm less than the man and the father that I claim to be. Let her explain to me how this came to be.